Hello, my dear. So happy welcome to our global meeting specifically designed for you happiness today. You know, scientists find out that human beings could use just 5% of their potential. So that means that humans are just 5% happy because another 95% is came from God. And this is all our meeting about. We are making meetings and direct presence of God 978 meeting a row, and you receive all of this blessing and global prayer chain. All 8 billion plus people are welcome to feel miracles of God, attract happiness, true love, abundance, prosperity, blessings, and liberation and salvation, all of this in direct presence of God in the Global Peace Forum, as we are uniting people and organizations to finish Ultima Global Peace by 2027. And this is the destination for all 8 billion plus people on the earth. And happy welcome. Let's we unite together, rejoice together. More miracles below the video. Subscribe the channel, share this message to billions, and turn on the playlist and listen God's word, sanctify your place 24/7. And stay till then to receive full blessing today, full happiness with the meeting with the powerful music, words of God for true happiness, and the mobilization of heavenly world from different faith religions around the globe, one universal global prayer chain. Rejoice together.
Strong bond of heart is a force, bringing the world into life. Joined in a kinship of love, all shall live as one.
Of course.
okay. This was powerful music. We shall march, on for our happiness today. Let's rejoice with the words of God from Messiah's incoming. These are words from Philosophy of Peace. And peace and love. Let's read the people of faith all over the world needs to band together and create. People of all faith all over the world need to band together and create a global body that cannot be defeated by any people of sovereign power. This is how they can awaken the sleeping United Nations. At present, the United Nations cannot stand up to communist opposition. That is why we must quickly create a UN of religions. After that, the mission of religion people will be to win over the left wing and the right wing worlds and create and connect them to God. Okay, so that is the simple key. How to make peace is to unite all human beings, unite with their parent, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother, with God. Okay, let me go with the powerful prayers chain and invite Selena from United States to say a powerful prayer for peace. Yeah, Selena, can you pray now?
Yes, Prophet.
Happy welcome, Prophetess Selina. Happy welcome. Long
thank
time.
You. Thank you. Yes, let's pray. Father God, we thank you for bringing us together today again to hear your wonderful words, your words that heal, your words that when we hear, we bow down to you, Father. This afternoon, Lord, we pray out your words. May they be what to complete, Father. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent us and have loved us, even as you have loved us, everyone in this world. Lord, make me and us an instrument of your peace where there is hatred. Let us sow love where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith, Father. Where there is no, thank you, Jesus. When there is a cry, Father, bring laughter. You are the only one who can do this for us. God, grant us the patience to work together. Bring us all together as a family. Let us work together with understanding and compassion in our hearts. Let us not be rude or arrogant towards one another as we light the way to your heavenly kingdom. We praise and glorify your holy, matchless name. Father, we know that when we pray, you listen. Holy Spirit, we thank you and bless your name, Father. Thank you for answered prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. So powerful prayer. Thank you very much, Prophetess Selina. Let me invite Archbishop Eugene to say a powerful prayer for peace, for true happiness. Eugene, can you pray now? Eugene, happy welcome. Can you pray now? Yeah, you somehow disappear. A difficult internet in Africa. Okay, no problem. Yeah, we cannot hear. Yeah, let's invite our sister Irina. Irina, can you please pray from Uganda, Heavenly Africa? Happy welcome.
Okay, thank you very much. Let us pray. Oh, Bishop is trying to pray. Hello.
Have poor internet. Please pray, Irina.
Okay. Good evening, our most precious heavenly parents of heaven and the universe. Good evening, our precious two parents of heaven and earth and all humankind. Good evening, our beloved Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God.
Irina, we can.
We are grateful for your love for us. We are very grateful that heavenly parents, today we have served you. We know that we do not have the capacity to serve you to the best, but we pray that whatever little good we have done, Father, you take it up and use it as a basis to expand your will here on earth. Heavenly parents, thank you so much for our leaders in government, in churches, in culture, all our leaders, Father, even in economy. We pray for them because we need them, especially at this time, to understand about the providence of peace 2027. Heavenly parents, please take care of our families, starting from our own families to the families of our neighbors, our nations, and the families of the world. Particularly, I want to pray for the heads of families because, Father, it is now time for heads of families to realize that their biggest mission is to connect with God. So thank you very much. We are very, very grateful. Please be with us in our daily activities. Please protect every member on this forum where we are praying, their families, everything. We want to pray and thank you in the name of our most precious two parents and in my name as Edna Rutanje of the Blessed Central Family. Adieu, adieu, adieu.
Adieu, adieu, adieu. So nice to hear from you. Thank you very much, Irina. Let's go with Grace. Invite Grace. Happy welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Let us pray. Precious Heavenly Parent, our most beloved two parents of heaven, earth, and humankind, dear Lord Jesus Christ, absolute good angels, the saints and sages, we want to thank you and glorify you because you're so good, because you have been so faithful to your promises. You promised us, Heavenly Parent, that you will liberate us and you'll restore us. And indeed, you have been doing this for the last 6,000 years, trying to find ways of how we can be fully restored. Thank you so much, Heavenly Parent. We know that we have caused you a lot of pain and sorrow in the way of trying to bring us back to you, Heavenly Parent. Because of our ignorance, we fail to understand you, we fail to understand your ways, we fail even to appreciate and welcome those that you sent, Heavenly Parent. Even now, it is still going on that your children that you have sent, so many religious and faith leaders, Heavenly Parent, are still being persecuted, Heavenly Parent. We can still see on internet how most of them are being attacked by proclaiming your word. Heavenly Parent, we want to unite with everyone in this world, Heavenly Parent. Everyone who loves you, everyone who is seeking for your presence, everyone who is trying to find ways of how this world can be restored. And most especially, the peace lovers, Heavenly Parent, those who are trying to find ways of how peace can be restored. King of Kings, that is the reason why we pray every evening that peace can be restored. And we know that peace can only be restored once we connect with you, Heavenly Parent, and we'll be able to understand the words of our two parents. We pray that you open our hearts, Heavenly Parent, you pray, open our spirits to receive your message properly, King of Kings. We pray that, Heavenly Parent, we can be able to multiply goodness that we have learned, King of Kings. Heavenly Parent, bless everyone who is on this platform. We pray that you bless all our leaders, Heavenly Parent, especially those that are trying to find ways of how peace can be realized and those who are connecting with our true parents to find a lasting solution for peace in this world. Thank you so much for this platform, Heavenly Parent. Bless our brother Nikolai and his family. Bless his works, because Heavenly Parent, through him, we have connected, King of Kings, with so many people across the globe. And through this word and through this condition, Heavenly Parent, we know that much as we are few, many will be restored, because you have already revealed this when a sister somewhere told us that the absolute good and spirit world was with us. And therefore, Heavenly Parent, we know that that is the majority. Thank you so much. Bless everyone on this forum. Bless their families. Bless their works. And continue giving us, Heavenly Parent, the wisdom to appreciate every good thing that you give us, Parent, and how we can multiply it further. Thank you. I would like to end this report as I pray in the precious name of our true parents. Adieu. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Grace. So powerful prayer. So good to hear you and Mother Nature. Happy Mother Nature singing around. Okay, please join my prayer too. Dear Heavenly Parent, we are so happy to meet you alive here. As you create Adam and Eve in your image, we understand that you are Heavenly Father and Heavenly Mother. And we pray to you right now, right today, finally, after thousands of years, you could meet your children. We know that our ancestors, Adam and Eve, ran out of the garden, and they was pushed by this evil force. We understand that we are now in the last days, and these evil forces are everywhere around us, and spiritually said that 80% of our thoughts are not our thoughts, but are tips from spiritual world. So now we are declaring the victory of all of this, what was avoiding us to be God's children. We want to came back to our Heavenly Parents, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother, and build a kingdom and never go astray. We are living in so golden time with the Messiah's incoming right now, right here. You send them, you give mission of the Jesus to them, only begotten Son, only begotten Daughter, and they are true parents. Build a heavenly kingdom. 12 years already, and unfortunately, because of all of this evil influence, all other 8 billion people are out of this great direct providence of God. But millions of people already understand, and billions of spirits understand in the spiritual world who is true parents. And let this dream that you prophesy, Heavenly Parent, in the scripture to reign right now to all our leaders, all our brothers and sisters, all 8 billions, visions and dreams of absolute peace without any trace of sin. This is the heavenly kingdom, what is right now raising up. Let this world of peace take root. Messiah said that till now, till this age, till this time, humanity was living in the tents. And this is the real situation. We see in the war zone now that you children are kicked out by others influenced by evil spiritual world. And people, from simple people to presidents, they take this as granted, this influence to fight. But Heavenly Parent, this is not true original for any human beings. We pray, dear Heavenly Parent, as you ask us in the scripture, for the sick. We pray for brothers and sisters who are attacked and they couldn't win over this evil influence, and they are fighting the wars. Heavenly Parent, I really pray right now, please lead us every day, every hour, every second. Let we unite in one global prayer chain, Even more, we are already 978 meeting a row, and let me unite even further, advance Heavenly Kingdom. Till now, there was G7, G20, G77, they meet once per few years, shaking hands. And during this time, unfortunately, they are pushed to fight, but we are meeting every day and build peace every day. We are uniting people and organizations to finish Ultima Global Peace by 2027. This is predestination for all Advino Plus people. Thus, everyone is welcome to enjoy and rejoice this greatest and happiness movement that Messiah's incoming start. Olim God's son, Olim God's daughter, and that you bless them as true father and true mother, and as true mother as the substantialization of the Holy Spirit, and true father as the living God, the dear heavenly parent, to let them unite together with all the children, let the all children from simple people to presidents, all of them who was at our meetings, priests, bishops, archbishops, even the Pope, and all the political leaders, presidents and prime ministers, kings and the billionaires, they all of them was blessed with their power and also with their wealth, just with one concrete goal: to unite with Messiah's coming and finish Ultimate Global Peace by 2027, and even more quickly by 2025. Messiah said, right now it's supposed to be built as soon as possible. Heavenly Parent, I pray now that in this advanced age, there where is advancing every day, every hour, every second, we see everywhere is IP camera, everywhere is internet, all the sins is impossible to done now. Everything is recorded for 1,000 years ahead, and also in the spiritual world. And after this era is coming, is already coming, this era of the second Pentecost after the Messiah's coming, and is illuminated all the human beings, all 8 billions. And the first Pentecost, just Jesus, disciple, received revelations. But now all the world is receiving, all is seeing dreams, and let them unite together and work together to building substantial peace. Dear Heavenly Parent, we know that the kingdom is done already. Just we all 8 billions, you children supposed to inherit this heavenly kingdom in our life, in our family, community, country, and the world. And this process irreversible already start and is going, this system that Messiah is building right now, right here. We feel it as you with Heavenly Parent, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother, and with the true Father leading the world, and everybody see dreams now. Let this everybody understand this. Let this purify. We pray, dear Heavenly Parent, please help us to purify. Purify all of these spirits, not someday, but right now. All of them who was avoided till now, enough is enough. We have a protection from Heavenly Parents, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother, and never we don't want to go astray as our ancestors were going, Adam and Eve. Dear Heavenly Parent, help us. We are you children. We want to be with you and be in you happiness and rejoice together, because now is the time to rejoice together when Messiah is coming. And this rejoice and blessing to purify all the earth. We ask you, please help us, all 8 billion plus people, to understand our predestination and build substantial peace, not someday, but from today, every day, every hour, every second. The world peace supposed to be done and protect and also secure and settle, that nothing will go astray as was in the Garden of Eden. Dear Heavenly Parent, now is substantialization. Let it take root and never go astray. Let it bring good harvest for God, that all children came back. Heavenly Parent, especially, we pray, please help us that we could find prepared people that you prepare in the John the Baptist mission, the leaders, to unite together, not someday, but today and every day, unite together as you children, true children, and build substantialization of the Holy of the Holy Spirit message, build the kingdom on earth. Heavenly Parent, now I pray, please help us to build this world of peace, not someday, but by 2035, and settle it, and pass this pure, clean world to all our descendants. I pray, please receive this short report. I pray in my name as Nicolae Kirpala, Santa Plus family. Adieu, amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, Nicolae. Let us believe and pray. Jehovah Master, we thank you and we honor you and we bless your holy name. This time of day, wherever our brothers and sisters are, we want to thank you for this meeting that we've had that was a success, my dear Father. Thank you even for the message that we have received from our founder, a man in whom you've put a seed, dear Father, of peace globally, and you have enjoined us in this vision in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to pray, my dear Father, as he continues to communicate his vision, as he continues to communicate your word unto us, dear Father, that it may come unto our ears, minds, and heart in the language that we understand. Lord, I pray that you raise a movement around him, my dear Father, a movement that believes in you and that believes in peace globally in the mighty name of Jesus, my dear Lord. I continue to pray for unity, my dear Father, especially in this team that he has at this moment, my dear Father. I also want to bless him wherever he is, dear Father, as he does his mission, Lord, be with him and grant him favor. Command a blessing upon his family and upon his people. Command a blessing upon his vision, upon his organization, in the mighty name of Jesus, my dear Jehovah Master. Continue uniting us in this purpose, and at the end of the day, we shall give all glory and honor unto you. And we pray this, believing and trusting, Lord, that as we depart now from this meeting, we depart, but we are bound by your love and by your mission until the very time we meet again. And it is in the very mighty, precious, and blessed name of Jesus we pray, believing and trusting. Amen.
Yeah, thank you very much. Very powerful prayer, Frida. Thank you very much. Let's move with the World Movement for Peace. Let's invite our sister Evelyn. She also wants to pray for peace 2027. Happy welcome.
Hello.
Yes, please pray.
Okay. Eternal Rock of Ages, for we worship your name, Lord. We thank you, Eternal Rock of Ages, for your grace upon our lives. We thank you for this meeting. We thank you, O Lord, for this vision, O God, that you gave, O God, that is to your Son, that he will magnify you because you are God. There is none like you. That we pray, O Lord, my God, for peace. O Lord, we thank you because, Father, your love, O God, is leading in the name of Jesus. We pray that may you continue to raise more people, raise, oh God, organizations, raise people, Father, all over the world that shall advocate and bring peace, oh God, in this world, in the name of Jesus. We pray for peace, oh God, in Gaza. We pray for peace, oh God, that may you, oh God, bring, oh God, love among these nations, Father, that war shall stop in Jesus' name. That we pray ahead, oh Lord, and we continue to pray that may you touch the lives of the people. Father, my God, even they that have not known you, Father, as your word shall be is being released, may you convict their hearts, oh God, and bring them to your saving knowledge, Father, so that peace shall reign in this world, so that peace shall reign in our homes, in our society, in our communities, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this movement. We pray that, Father, let this movement continue to grow. Let men and women be raised all over the world, oh God, to be advocates of peace, advocates of love, oh God, my King, that this vision shall continue till the end in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for you. Let your name be glorified, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you very much, Evelyn. So powerful prayer. Let's try to invite, there was Archbishop. Yeah, how about Amos? You have possibility to pray. You have difficulties with internet. Yeah, so good to meet you, brother and sister. So good that we could join together already 978 meeting a row. And we receive all of this blessing. God meet us every day. So let's turn on our cameras and say bye-bye in your language. Yeah, let's invite Archbishop Eugene. Maybe he could say a few words. Archbishop Eugene, happy welcome. Please pray. Yes. Speak.
Yeah. Thank you. Heavenly Father, I pray for this night in Africa. Bring the peace in your people, in the church, in the family, in the office. This night, in Jesus' name I pray.
Yeah, amen, amen, amen. Thank you very much, Archbishop. So good. Pray for you, for Kenya, Africa, and whole world. Peace, whatever. See you, stay.
Thank you.
Happy, healthy. See you tomorrow, same time, same place. Please invite more people and organization to join together. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
For those powerful prayers. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Nikolai, it's nice to meet you finally.
Nice
yeah,
to meet
happy
you.
Welcome.
Let me put my video so